Menno. Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, 766-9370. Joe's doing famous inventors and inventions. We have Tesla tickets for the show Saturday at Thunder Valley, or you can go out to the Capital California Air Show. Your choice. We'll get you into the drawing. I'm going to do Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and Rock and Roll. So make them good. First round of Lick Us and Win. What do we got for you, or for us, Eric? Lick Us and Win. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Eric. Good.
Good. First time calling,
man. Oh, Eric! Oh, Mr. Eric!
Welcome, man.
Yeah, so, you know...
Isn't that fun? I mean, really? The River Rockers, don't they just love that? Isn't that exciting?
I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
I like that.
All right, Eric, what do you got?
All right. What's his name? Who invented the steam train?
The steam train? This could go to either one of us, dude.
Yeah, it could.
I'll let you have it then. I know it could go either way, so I'll give it to you.
The steam-powered train was invented by Isaiah something, but I can't think of what his last name is. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, I don't know then.
Okay. I threw this category out there kind of as a joke. I mean, when it comes to steam-powered technology and locomotives, I mean, I got to tell you, there's probably nothing else out there in this world that I know less about except for like space travel and planets and all that other stuff that Joe deals with. I don't even know where to go with this. I don't have a clue.
That's I guessed Isaiah. It seemed like a pretty common name back then.
No, his name was George Stevenson, which actually my great-great-grandpa.
Are you serious?
Great-great-grandpa invented the steam-powered train.
Yes, and it was called Silver Bullet.
Okay,
wow.
I've heard of that.
I think I have as well.
And where was this in America when he invented it?
I believe it was more in Europe.
Okay, so it started in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, man.
And how do you know that he did this? Are there photos? Do you guys have history and historical facts and newspaper clippings? What do you have to back this up?
My mom actually went to Europe and did a bunch of history investigations. And my grandpa is actually named Marjorie Stevenson. So.
Okay, well, yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, if you log on to one of those Ancestry.coms or one of those websites, or you go hunting, you want to find out about your pedigree, if you will, your family tree, aren't they obligated to stuff a good little tidbit, like a chunk of gold, into the family tree? Because everybody wants to latch on to some famous politician. They want to latch on to some sort of famous... I mean,
you want to have famous lineage.
Yeah, well, it says here, according to our charts, that your great-great-great-grandfather invented the steam locomotive, and then I think that's just what those people do. They give you something that, and again, it might be true, but
don't you take the invention of the steam locomotive away from this guy. No, that's really cool, dude. That's cool, man.
No, it's actually proven. No, it's actually in train museums and stuff like that. So,
well, I know the fact that he's the inventor's proven, but the fact that you have any relation to him. No, hang on. That's a good story.
Good question, man.
Let's go to Brett. Brett, good morning. Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Hands free.
Yeah, wow. Yes, you are, neighbor. Woo!
All right. Dog, let's see here. So, car manufacturer that offered up an option for a car record player.
Factory option of getting a turntable in your car. We talked about this at the beginning of the show when we played the cars.
I love that you heard that this morning, man. That's cool, because that was a good story for me. I can only imagine running out to the lake or to the canals and having somebody throw a record player in there and start jamming. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that's the way we did it.
Go ahead.
Now you go ahead.
All right, so, and what was the name of that option?
Okay, so first of all, what year was this option available?
50.
Okay. And was it an American?
Yes.
American manufacturer. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And was it a two-door or four-door?
I think it had a few options.
So you're not going to answer me. So you could get it in two or four?
Yeah, you could probably get it in both, probably.
Yeah, hey, get it in both.
Wow. And again, I don't know of a factory optioned or available.
I'd like to see how that sucker was put in there.
Turntable. I don't
really
know why.
Cool,
I don't know why, but I'm going to have to say that it came in either a Lincoln or a Cadillac.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chrysler.
Jesus Christ, a Chrysler. What did they put this in? Like an old New Yorker, an Imperial? What was this in?
So they put it in a DeSoto, and they put it in the... there was another one. There was a couple of them. I know the DeSoto for sure because I saw one. So, and it was called the Highway Hi-Fi.
Huh. Wow. I've never seen this option. I've never heard of that. That's pretty amazing.
That
I did
is
not know
really amazing.
That you could get a factory turntable. Huh. And I would have thought it would have been
in the 60s. Later on in the 60s, RCA made the option.
For Chrysler.
And for Chrysler.
Huh. I've never seen that. Okay, fair enough.
really cool, dude.
I would have thought that they would have given it to Lincoln or Cadillac because they've always had the luxury lines, and those were the big luxury cars. Okay, fair enough. I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. I just looked it up on Google Images to see what it looked like. It fit right underneath the dashboard.
Let me see it.
Oh, wow. You guys got to Google Images whenever you get to work or wherever you're...
Oh, yeah. It looks like a giant 8-track player, but you shove a record in it.
It's really neat looking. It kind of looks like a beginning CD player a little bit, doesn't it?
I got to be honest. In all my days, and I read a lot and study cars, and I love cars, I've never seen that.
Isn't that cool looking?
Yeah. I never knew you can get a record player as a factory option.
That must mean you could have drove the car with it playing.
Well, sure. Look how big it is. It's all, encased in metal and steel, so it'll absorb the vibration. Wow.
That's wicked.
All right. Good question.
Yeah, man.
Now we're getting somewhere. Let's go to Wesley. Wesley says he's got a car question as well. Lucas and Wynn.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Wesley.
Is it a good morning, Wes? You awake? Rough night?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome.
So the question for you, Dog, is what famous Ford vehicle is not allowed to tow from U-Haul?
Good one.
What famous Ford vehicle is not allowed to tow from U-Haul? How do you mean? Meaning you can't put it on a tow trailer that you get from U-Haul, or U-Haul will not give you a hitch to put on the back of it so you could use your car as the tower?
You are not allowed to rent their trailers to tow behind this vehicle.
To tow this vehicle behind you?
No, if you rent a trailer from U-Haul and you have
You cannot
this
tow this vehicle,
vehicle
you're talking
you cannot
about.
Use it.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow. And how many years did you work for U-Haul?
I never worked for U-Haul. I own this particular vehicle, and I was very surprised to find this out.
So you own this vehicle, you show up at U-Haul, you're going to make a cross-country or a state journey, and you want to take your car with you, and they say, no, we don't rent trailers for those.
Correct.
Wow, I've never heard this before.
And you don't see a lot of people doing that anymore, renting the U-Haul trailer and all that.
No, typically now they just get the truck and away they go, or they hire movers.
Wow, I don't know this. I'm going to say, and it is a Ford badge car.
Yes, it is Ford.
I don't know why I want to say, and this car's still in production.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real tough one, isn't it? I'm trying to think about all the things we've...
I don't know why. I want to say a Mustang just because it's so popular and it's so odd. And I'm trying to think if I ever seen a Mustang being trailered by a U-Haul. I'll go Mustang. I don't know. I've never heard this. What is it?
Nope, it's the Ford Explorer.
The Ford Explorer cannot tow a trailer?
Cannot be towed by a trailer. Why?
No, it cannot tow a U-Haul trailer.
Yeah, they won't rent you a towable trailer to tow behind this vehicle.
See, now that's what I was trying to get to at the beginning of this. This is so confusing. That's why I asked you multiple times. They won't give you a trailer that you will pull or that you can put on...
That you will pull.
Okay,
they will not give you a pullable trailer behind
it. Okay, see, I was talking about a car that you could put on a trailer. They won't give you the trailer to tow the car. You're talking about the car. They will not allow these cars to pull their trailer.
I thought your Mustang was a good guess. I've never seen a Mustang towing anything.
But they'll give it to the Mustang over the Explorer. Why?
They said it's due to liability concerns, but there have never been any studies to show their claims.
So I could drive in there right now. I could drive in there right now with my Mustang, and they'll give me a trailer so I could tow something else. But if I went in with an Explorer, they wouldn't do it.
Correct.
I have never in my life heard that. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. I can't believe that I could go in there with a Ford GT, and they would, if I had a hitch on it, if I went in there with a Ford GT, they would rent me a trailer, but not to an Explorer.
That's correct. And believe it or not, the Mazda...
That's not correct. No one in their right mind has ever driven a U-Haul in a Ford GT and asked for a trailer. You can't say that's correct.
I got to be honest with you. I got to say there's been no one that's driven a Ford GT into a U-Haul that has to be... that has to be a true statement you said. Yes. I don't even know
it. I mean, it's just insane. I can't believe this. So, you know what? Hang on. If anyone out there works for U-Haul, if anyone's experienced this, call up with that. I need some verification on this because this is just making no sense to me.
Well, I got
to
be honest. That's a really crazy thing to know.
Kent, you got an inventor's question. Thank God. Let's shift gears. What do you got? Lick us and win.
Yeah, I got something for the great Joe.
Okay.
And what was the company's name that invented the tie wrap? And I'll give you a year. It was 1958.
What's the company's name that invented the tie wrap? Now, is that a zip tie or?
That's what he's talking about, a tie wrap. A zip tie, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, well, it was called a tie wrap back then, and now it's a zip tie.
I will say, golly, that's a real good question, brother. I'll say Rubbermaid.
I want to chime in on this, too. I want to go with 3M or Simpson.
Neither.
Who is it?
Thomas and Betts.
Okay, well, Wikipedia, man, it's amazing.
Boy, I would have never guessed that. I thought it was going to be a big rubber or plastic company.
Yeah, wow. Google, man, it does wonders nowadays, doesn't it?
It does.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Ed. Ed, lick us and win. What do you got?
Good morning. I got a question for Joe, an invention question.
Okay, go ahead, Ed.
Who invented the first American motorcycle?
The first American motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what year?
I want to believe that goes to... Oof. Goodness gracious. I know it wasn't Harley. I know Harley came after it. I want to say Triumph, but I'm not sure if it's Indian.
Triumph is not even American.
I want to say Indian.
Is a person's name.
We had this question last week.
We did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
American Eagle?
No. I can't remember the guy's name, but we had this question last week.
I thought that was the first steam-powered thing, and I didn't think that was an American bike.
No.
Then I don't remember it. I do remember the question we had last week, but I don't...
Who is it?
Don't remember the guy's name.
Sylvester Roper, back in 1867.
Yeah, Sylvester Roper, that was his name. We had that last week. Wow. Now we're getting repeat questions. Hey, maybe we'll call the game, What Do We Remember?
Yeah, here's what it is. Find the question that we fail on week prior and then ask it again. You'll get me every time.
Let's do one more. Wow, man. You talk about planes, trains, and automobiles. We were crashing and burned today. Steve, plane question. What do you got? Lick us and win.
Hey guys. On the designation for military aircraft, a B-52 means bomber, F-18 means fighter. In World War II, lots of the planes were P-51, P-47.
Like the Mustangs and all that.
Yeah, P-47s, P-38s, P-51s.
You want to know what the P signifies?
Exactly.
Patrol.
No.
Not patrol. Would it be to fly in, around, or over the Pacific?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, you laugh as if these were horrible guesses. I don't know. Let's try this answer. Well, no. I don't know.
Okay, patrol wasn't a horrible guess, but it's pursuit.
Oh, they were pursuit planes. They were extra fast.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay, that is cool.
That's
a
cool one, man.
Don't laugh at people when you ask them a question. I mean, you should.
You laugh at me all the time when I answer.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I do.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
Yeah, patrol.
You laughed at me when I couldn't get Roper.
Well, hey, God, that was a decent question. Your choice, Tesla or California Capital Air Show tickets coming up. More rounds and Lincoln and Wynn, sadly. They're on the way.